The next patient is Delton Lynch. The last name is L-Y-N-C-H. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old. Male patient that has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension has been under control most of the time up until he got the second booster of the COVID. And he noticed that there was evidence of hematuria, period. We had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup, and there is a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. In 2021, the serum creatinine was 1.4, and recently, the serum creatinine was found to be 2 with an estimated GFR of 35, glucose 91, and normal serum electrolytes. The urinalysis has been consistent with 3 plus proteinuria for a long period of time and has been always positive reaction for blood. The RBCs have been present in the latest urinalysis. More than 60 RBCs were detected. The PTH is 61. The patient has a macroalbumin. Creatinine ratio that was reported in 3,163. Patient is referred for evaluation. The most likely situation is that we are dealing with glomerulopathy that has been present for some time. The considerations here, because of the presence of hematuria, is IgA nephropathy. The other possibility would be FSGS. The workup for nephrotic and nephritic syndrome is ordered immediately. Number two, along with this, the patient has been with arterial hypertension. The medications that he takes include the amlodipine, 5 milligrams POVID, hydralazine, 25 milligrams POVID, metoprolol, ER 25 milligrams daily. The recommendations are to decrease the sodium intake as much as possible, to restrict the fluid intake to 50 ounces maximum in 24 hours, and we're going to start the administration of a loop diuretic, bumetanide, 1 milligram every other day. The patient is going to be in communication with us regarding the blood pressure, and we'll make the adjustments of the medication once the lab results are available. We are going to see the patient in the office. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. The next is Barrett's esophagus. The patient was taking omeprazole for a long time. It has been switched to the administration of famotidine, which is the appropriate move. He has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and he has in the MRI and renal ultrasound the presence of cysts. we are going to do the workup and bring him back to the office. Please send copies to Dr. Beltre, as well as Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. I spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 12 minutes.